Bishops from Europe and North America yesterday concluded their annual pilgrimage to the Holy Land, calling for the establishment of a Palestinian state alongside Israel. In an interview with Tracy McClure, Maronite Archbishop Paul Saya of Haifa and the Holy Land said that political will on the part of the West is essential for any solution to the problem.
The West should feel that it is basically their responsibility to help with the resolution of the problem. Now, I am not by any means trying to minimize the responsibility of the locals, but the locals are caught up in a dead end. You know, the Israelis and the Palestinians can never resolve the problem on their own. First of all, the lack of trust among them is something phenomenal. So if you don't trust the other, you'll never be able to get into dialogue with the other. Besides, they don't have the capability, even if they trusted each other, because for the Palestinians in particular, they are part of this environment. They're part of the milieu, the Middle Eastern environment. And if some of the Middle Eastern states are in conflict, you know, the Palestinians will remain in conflict with each other. You know, it's a good excuse to say there's no interlocutor, there's nobody to dialogue with. But at the same time, the way to help the Palestinians come together is not to say we don't speak to this, we don't speak to that. I think one should not simply diagnose the problem, but one should try to find a solution to the problem. The sooner the Western powers really show a real will for peace, the better.
From your country, in Beirut, Arab nations had gathered and came up with the Arab peace plan. Is that initiative dead?
No, no. Thank God it's not dead, because I think this is the only initiative that is viable. The problem is that very few people are talking about this initiative. Why? Because each one has his or her own agenda. To be honest, you know, they talk about peace. But what are they doing? I mean, here is an initiative, which, in my opinion, is fair to everybody. You can't leave the Palestinians without a state. You can't leave Israel exposed to violence. The only way, I feel, is to go back to the UN resolutions.